Mercy and more.
Jekka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria 25, Johannesburg 24, Mahikeng 27. Die krane is steeds droog in dele van Lenasia Suid en nadat Johannesburg water onwettige aanhegings afgesny het. Die informele nedersetting in Lenasia is al vir 3 dae sonder water wat veroorsaak het dat woedende inwoners strate gesluit het met brandende bande. Johannesburg water sal na verwagting die uur met inwoners vergader. Gemeenskapsleier Tabu Mabekanyane sê gewelddadige betogings het nou gelei tot kriminele aktiwiteit.
Currently, the situation is getting worse because there is not even a drop of water in the area and the residents are getting angry day by day. And now we're experiencing the element of criminality whereby youngsters or these criminals are breaking the shops here, and which is uncalled for. So it's so disturbing. It cannot go on like this.
Die grensbestuursowerheid sê geen vragmotors word toegelaat om die Limpopo grenspos te gebruik nie, sê dit gistermiddag. Dit kom na geweld weer uitgebreek het in Mosambiek na die plaaslike verkiesing. Die owerheid is in Mimi Mogotse sê dit het gelei tot verkeersopeenhopings.
Yesterday we had to temporarily suspend operation due to the unrest that were happening on the Mozambican side. We were processing those travelers. Mozambican systems were not functional on the processing of cargo, so we had to also temporarily suspend our operations on cargo processing.
Die minister in die presidentie, Kombutso Ntshavheni, sê die minister van Kommunikasie en Digitale Tegnologie, Solly Malatsi, het geen gesag om die SABC wetgewing te onttrek nie. Die besluit om die wetgewing te onttrek is 'n omstrede besluit in die parlement nadat die kommunikasiekomitee sy ontevredenheid getoon het. Ntshavheni sê hierdie besluit moes eers deur die kabinet goedgekeur is.
The SABC bill is not a bill of is not a private member's bill. It's not Minister Malatsi's bill. It's a bill of cabinet and the executive. So in terms of the law, he cannot withdraw it without coming to cabinet to agree for his withdrawal. That bill, it was submitted to parliament after it was approved to cabinet.
Die hoof van die Internasionale Atomiese Energie Agentskap, Rafael Grossi, vergader vandag met die minister van Buitenlandse Sake van Iran oor die land se kernprogram. Die doel van die vergadering is om te keer dat Iran kernwapens ontwikkel. Dit kom te midde van toenemende spanning in die streek na die begin van die oorlog tussen Israel en Hamas. En die ikoniese Suid-Afrikaanse indebele kunstenaar Esther Mahlangu se gevierde uitstalling Then I Knew I Was Good at Painting is van woensdag af tot april volgende jaar by die Wits Kunstmuseum te sien. Die uitstalling beeld haar reis uit as 'n kunstenaar. Ek is Emil Pinaar, our top story this hour. The Lenasia South is still without water for the third day.
This is 30 minutes of more music you love, non-stop.
This is what we do
on Jacaranda FM.
Few times that we hung out, but we found that something. First time that I met.